Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with six race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Deadline for late summer registration is September 22nd. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Later in the hour, you want to stay tuned. I'll have a conversation with National Security Affairs scholar Nicholas Gvozdev. He's a professor at the United States Naval War College. He'll be speaking in Des Moines next week. Many topics, foreign policy to discuss with him, among them what we're hearing in our news today, the extraction of that prized CIA informant from Russia, also the failed summit with the Taliban, that coming up in our second half hour today. But first, we continue our series of conversations with Iowa College and University presidents. Today, we're so glad to welcome back to our studio Iowa State University President Wendy Winterstein. Welcome to you, President Winterstein.
Well, thank you, Ben. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
I want to reach out to our listeners this half hour with President Winterstein. She's there for your questions. You can reach us at 1-866-780-9100, 1-866-780-9100. Email us river2river@iowapublicradio.org. President Winterstein, I would like to address a couple of things that have been in the news lately connected with ISU. A jury last month found that ISU was partially responsible for the suicide in 2015 of Dane Schussler. This is a 21-year-old junior, awarded his family over $300,000. We know, of course, the events surrounding his treatment and his death were complicated, of course, as with any suicide, a terribly sad incident. I guess this raises some questions about the extent of any college's or university's responsibility for their students' well-being. What is ISU's responsibility when it comes to mental health?
Well, I'd like to begin by just extending our condolences to the family of Dane Schussler. Dane was part of our community, and we share in the grief of his family's loss. Certainly, as any university would, we take the health and well-being of our students very seriously, and we understand how important their well-being is to their success and how they can go forward in the world. I think it's also important to note today that we are bringing attention to suicide because it's World Suicide Prevention Day. And at Iowa State University, we have a social media campaign reaching out to students to make them aware of this very serious issue facing all of us. Certainly, suicide prevention requires a coordinated commitment and effort from a wide variety of resources. And while at the university we're focused on mental health treatment, we're also focused on suicide prevention. So we want to think more and more about how we help our students prevent suicide. And we have a number of programs in place focused on prevention as well as mental health treatment.
Mm-hmm. Are you satisfied with the funding for mental health services at ISU?
I think it's really an issue of how we think about all of the programs together across student well-being and success, as well as what we do at the Thielen Health Center through our student counseling service. Right now, when we look at the number of counselors in our student counseling service center, we meet the recommended staffing level set by the International Association of Counseling Services. But again, there are just so many factors that come into play, and there are so many ways that we can reach out to our students to assist them. If you would go to our webpage, you would see that we have a partnership with the Jed Foundation called the U Lifeline. And this is a way that our students can get help. They can, by themselves, do their own assessment. They can text in questions and for counseling. They can call in for counseling. But there are many, many different ways for us to think about prevention. Here on October 10th, we're going to have, through our student wellness program, a program called Send Silence Packing. And we're one of just 10 universities around the country participating in this effort. We'll have 1,000 backpacks out that will represent the lives lost to suicide and will include other messaging. And this is put on by Active Minds, a national nonprofit that supports mental health awareness. So it's a critically important issue. We're engaged in conversations about this issue with our students, with our faculty and staff, and we're going to continue to have this be a priority at Iowa State University.
Mm-hmm. Let me address campus safety briefly. Also in the news, it's been almost a year since the tragic death of the former ISU student athlete. She was practicing alone on a golf course in Ames when a homeless man unprovoked attacked her on the course. How has ISU addressed the issue of student safety since? Any differently?
Well, first of all, again, we have to have our hearts go out to Celia's family, and what a horrible, horrible situation that was just beyond anybody's comprehension that that would happen to one of our student athletes, somebody that was beloved in the classroom and in her work, her performance on the golf course. So we always have to remember and think about these families that experience loss. And it certainly was a loss to the Iowa State University community as well. We are so blessed at Iowa State University to have Chief Newton and the Iowa State University Police. One of our new tools that we have in place is something called the ISU Guardian app. I don't know if you've ever heard of anything like this, Ben, but it's...
I have been reading about it. Yeah, explain it. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's an app that provides a full contact list of emergency and non-emergency personnel and push notifications about campus activity and crime. And certainly there's a button that links the student directly to a 911 dispatcher. And more importantly, the ISU police are available from 6 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. to act as the guardian as students are out and about. And this gives somebody walking across campus some sense that somebody knows they're out there, they're walking, and if they need help, it's really just a button away, and somebody is aware of where they are and what they're doing. So Chief Newton will be spending time this semester really promoting and educating students about what this app is. In addition, Chief Newton and his team will be doing our annual campus safety walk, where we go around to look at where streetlights are, where students feel comfortable walking, and are they comfortable on that sidewalk, or are there things that need to be addressed to make students feel more comfortable as they walk home from the library after studying. So we feel good about the work that Chief Newton has done to help our students.
If you'd like to join our conversation, my guest live this half hour, Iowa State University President Wendy Winterstein, 1-866-780-9100. Email us rivertoriver@iowapublicradio.org. President Winterstein, let me... I was reflecting nearly 2 years you've been in office. When you first started, you spoke about maximizing efficiency and innovating revenue streams. So I wanted to have you share what you feel you've achieved in each of those areas.
So I think I've had a great almost 2 years of going out and about, visiting with our students, faculty, and staff, and asking them what they think we should be doing to improve campus, to garner those efficiencies, to be more innovative in our approaches to how we manage Iowa State University. So those have been great conversations. You can only learn if you're willing to listen. And so we've learned a lot in the past couple of years about what we could be doing differently and what are some of the new approaches that we should consider. But probably the big efficiency measure that we launched here on July 1 is a new enterprise management system. And this is a system called Workday. Ben, I don't know if you knew this or not, but we were still using mainframe computers with a language that we only had two people on campus that could still read and write that language.
I did not know that.
And so it was time for us to get up into the cloud, to be able to have an enterprise management system that you can have as an app on your phone or on your desktop computer, and really start looking differently about how we do finance and human resources at Iowa State. So we launched Workday. This is a big cultural change on campus, and we're in the process of helping everyone learn about it. And by the end of the year, we'll have a good sense of where are we in the adoption of that Workday Enterprise Management System, and the new program called Improved Service Delivery, which really helps a set of experts, sets up a set of experts to help our faculty and staff on finance and HR issues. So we've moved into the cloud. That's going to help us be efficient. But I would share also that we are really one of the most efficient universities already on campus. But every day we're going to work on increasing efficiency because that's what a good business does. And in reality, we're running a business at Iowa State University.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a little bit about enrollment. What is the current enrollment at ISU?
Well, last fall, we were right around 34,000 students, just almost 35, rather, mm-hmm. almost 35,000 students. And this fall, we'll know that tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay.
And so we'll be
a little bit early on that question.
A little bit early on that question. But last year, we started to see leveling off of student numbers, a slight decline. One of the surprises last year, when we went down about 1,000 students, was that 440 of those 1,000 students were international students. And for us, that was something in some ways we expected, but in other ways it was a shocking change because the international student community at Iowa State has always been about helping us build a cultural competency in all of our students, to give individuals a chance to meet a friend from India and have that friend become a lifelong friend. So we're troubled by the loss of international students as we look at enrollment numbers from last year. I assume we'll probably see some loss there as well, but I haven't looked at those numbers in detail.
I wonder if you see long-term this enrollment leveling off or decreasing in the future. Has, for instance, ISU, do you feel ISU has passed its peak enrollment?
Well, that's a great question. We went up over 36,000 students at one point, and now we're in an environment where we see students being able to go out, get a job out of high school. We see students deciding that they are simply going to take a different approach with their life and career. We also know that birth rates are falling, especially back during the Great Recession in 2008. The birth rate dropped precipitously. And so that's going to have an impact as we think out to 2025. Mm-hmm. And I think another factor is that states around us are becoming very aggressive at retaining their students at their institutions in their state. So this past year, the University of Illinois allocated an additional $40 million in student financial aid to retain Illinois students in Illinois. And you know, of course, that we have a lot of Illinois students come over to Iowa State University. We're a great value for them. So all of those factors are going to contribute to this leveling off, this reduction I think we're going to start to see at Iowa State.
And so the answer to the question is, it sounds like you're saying, yes, ISU is past its peak enrollment.
Well, I think as we think out over the next few years, that we are going to be a university with a very robust enrollment, but we're not going to be at that 36,000 number.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about one of the ways you have for sustaining enrollment numbers. I understand you have something called the Smart Start program. For the first time this fall, if my information is correct, every new student who didn't qualify for the automatic admission, they need to participate in an intervention program aimed at improving his or her odds at academic success and graduation, right?
That's correct. And at Iowa State, the only land-grant university in the state, we believe in accessibility. We want all students who are willing to work hard and want to come and study at Iowa State, we want them all to be successful. And so we have a program, again, as you said, called Smart Start, that helps students with a little extra help and guidance when they get here. And so they connect with an advisor that spends more time with them and helping them look at what they're doing in their classwork, seeing if they need tutoring, and free tutoring is provided to these mm-hmm. students. They take a class in psychology that's on academic skills development. And so all those things help them be more successful once they're here at Iowa State University.
How has ISU been adjusting the admission criteria now, as you describe the state applicant pool declining?
So we really are part of the Regents application process, and we haven't adjusted that. It's just that for some students that fall slightly below what we call the RAI score, we give those students an opportunity, if they seem to fit and are committed, to come into this Smart Start program. But Ben, as we think about recruiting students to Iowa State University, we have students come to Iowa State University because of the extraordinary experience they have here. We have students come because we do offer some wonderful scholarships, good student financial aid. Students come to Iowa State University because we offer a superior education for them, and they can be successful in their lives and their career. But one thing that I think is going to change the story for the future is that we are going to be opening up our Student Innovation Center. And that center, I think, is going to pull those students that want to come, want to be innovators, want to think about what it means to be an entrepreneur. And I think that's going to be something that is really going to be a draw for students to Iowa State University in the future. And Ben, in addition to the Student Innovation Center opening up next semester in the spring of 2020, we're also looking at changes in the curriculum of building in innovation and entrepreneurship into the curriculum. This is going to bring students to Iowa State University.
A couple of things in our last remaining 5 minutes, President Winterstein. If I could ask you about the College of Agriculture. Before you were appointed ISU president, not everyone may know that you were the ISU Dean of Agriculture. So what are the greatest challenges facing the College of Agriculture at ISU?
So as I think about our great College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, which routinely is ranked in the top 4% of all College of Agricultural programs worldwide, I think it's probably the challenge facing Iowa State University as a whole, and that is just how we manage the budget. And our budget is contingent on state support, which is critically important, and we're so thankful for the governor and the legislative support for what they do in terms of funding Iowa State University. And of course, it's connected to student tuition primarily. And so I think that's probably right now what Dean Robeson, our great new dean of the College of Ag and Life Sciences, is thinking about. And he's responding by raising money for scholarships, raising money for facilities. So we're excited to have him at the helm. He's going to do a great job for the citizens of Iowa and for our great College of Ag and Life Sciences. Mm-hmm.
Iowa State University owns a lot of farmland throughout the state. These are research farms, other land assets, and our land values have increased tremendously in the past couple of decades. I wonder if ISU is leveraging, or how ISU is leveraging, that increase in land value to benefit your university and the state of Iowa as a whole.
So the land that Iowa State University owns around Ames and out in the state as well is really dedicated to research and to extension and demonstration programs. So that's what that land is used for. I think when you might want to have Dean Robeson on for a conversation, he could certainly provide more information about that. But at this time, I'm not aware of any plans to do anything differently with that
you
land.
And any plans mentioned in discussions about selling any of that land as circumstances change for revenue?
There was a little piece of land just on the east side of Ames that there was some interest in. And I know that that we have made a request to sell that little piece of property. But I'm really struggling to think what else might be on your mind with that question, Ben. But but again, the land that's out there is used for research and demonstration. All of our research farms are managed by a group of farmers who are essentially an advisory board to each of those farms on what are the topics that should be addressed. That's how it works right now.
Let's talk quickly about sports before we end this conversation. Of course, colleges and universities investing heavily in their sports programs, upgrading athletic facilities to attract spectators and to attract top-of-the-line athletes. Now, we heard recently that UNI will begin selling alcoholic beverages to the general public at these sporting events, not just restricting it to indoor box seating. Will ISU follow suit?
Well, first of all, I'd just make a quick clarification, Ben, and that is that Iowa State University doesn't use our state funding to support athletics. Athletics is really about generating their own budget at Iowa State University. And so that's an important distinction to make. And then certainly we keep track of the decisions by UNI and by other universities in this area. But at this time, we don't have any plans to begin selling alcohol in the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Iowa State has a new Bachelor of Science in Nursing program, right?
Yes, we have a Bachelor's of Science of Nursing program that we set up in conjunction with DMAC and the other community colleges around Iowa State.
Mm-hmm. It used to be that human health professions were primarily at the University of Iowa. What are the plans for this new nursing program? Expanding?
Well, it's a great program because what it does in this day and age when most employers want their nurses to have that BSN is it gives these nurses an opportunity to get their two-year program at a community college and then come to Iowa State University and finish up that degree. And they can. It's a very work-friendly program. So it's really an opportunity to bring added value to their experience in education at the community college, and it's another great partnership between community colleges and Iowa State University.
Mm-hmm. With the 30 seconds or so we have left, as you come up on your 2 years in office, what has been the steepest learning curve for you as president of the Iowa State University?
You know, it has just been a great experience for me to be the president, to serve the university and to serve the state. And the best part about being the president, Ben, is my interactions with our students. So I get to have the great conversations about what our students need, what they would like to see the university do. And it's always just an incredible experience. One quick story.
Running out of time.
I was at Farmhouse Fraternity asking, what did students need? And they said they needed more plasma laser cutters. And I said, we're going to have those at the Student Innovation Center.
Okay, I have no idea what that is, but I'll take your word for it. Iowa State University President Wendy Winterstein, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
When we come back after a short break, I'll be talking with the National Security Affairs Scholar soon to visit Des Moines and speak, Nicholas Gvozdev. He's a professor at the United States Naval War College. Talk about a number of items, the extraction of that prized CIA informant from Russia, also that failed Taliban summit. When we return, it's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Stay tuned.